sky. Rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, then it sears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Tuesday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. You want to be in touch with me, your show host. All you do is hit us up on that text line, and we will proceed from there. Still to come on the program about an hour from now, John Merrill, the former Secretary of State, will be with us. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, as we do every Tuesday, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. So make sure that you stick around for that. Joining us now on the line, regular on this program, always appreciative of his time, but for Pathway Church, with Sims, Westmobile, Foley, is Travis Johnson. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. Sounds like you're doing really well. Always good to be with you on the show.
I always appreciate you making time for us. Well, and obviously, I mean, you're in and out of the White House, you know, and very engaged with the faith office there. But also, you really watch some of these foreign policy moves, particularly with striking these peace deals. Talk to us a little bit about Israel and, you know, the breakthrough earlier in what we saw yesterday. Well, what do you make of it?
You know, absolutely, it's historic. And watching the speed that President Trump moves at is pretty incredible. We're certainly down in these conversations and very much aware of, as many people are, watching the Israel Gaza Hamas situation. On October 7th, I was speaking at the National Faith Advisory Board America Stands with Israel event. We had people from all over, very much on our mind. And the very next day, this peace deal was announced. And you know, some of that conversation is really focused a lot on Israel's focus on Gaza, and there's a lot of chirping back and forth and a lot of focus there. But let me just point this out really quickly. Wherever you have Islamic terrorism, wherever you have this ideology, it's carnage. I mean, you can look, when you look in Israel, October 7th, 1,000 people being slaughtered, more than 200 being taken hostage. Look, this is happening in Congo. It's happening in Mozambique. Europe has completely fallen to it, surrendered hardly even a whimper. And then Nigeria, 60 Christians every single day being killed by Islamic radicals. So for me, thank God that Israel stands up and fights. And I hope we learn how to do that, or else we're going to continue getting Minnesota's, Michigan's, and, you know, people like Mondani and New York. And at some point you have to draw a line to that, you know, this is not what America is.
Well, and, you know, that's the message, I think, too. That we're not an anti, despite, I mean, there are lots of voices in this country, and Mamdani's certainly one of them, that are to take the Palestinian side here. But it was pretty clear yesterday whose side, or at least, you know, where Donald Trump was coming from.
No doubt about that. And I will say the PR campaign that's been pushed on our population and pushed on our young people, especially through college campuses and TikTok, has been pretty extraordinary. I think there's a lot of money behind that, a lot of interests that are not favorable to us. But we have to do a good job of representing that. And then, you know, for the church, we should be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. It really... so, you know, there's this Christian aspect there, which, you know, of course, we don't have to agree with everything that Benjamin Netanyahu does or any leader in Israel. But we should hear Christians. We should take that seriously. And then secondly, I would say pay attention to what's happening right now, because Israel is the only bulwark in the Middle East stopping this radical takeover. And it's not just Israel that doesn't want that. I guarantee you there are many Arab nations throughout the Middle East that don't want that either. It'd be total chaos.
Well, I tell you, my take on it is, you know, especially the Middle East, it is, I guess, technically on the rise, but it doesn't quite feel like it's as, certainly in the last 10 years, right now at this moment, it doesn't feel, and maybe it's just the media, and, we're very, American-centric with our media, and what does this mean domestically? And we get focused on other things, but it doesn't quite look to me like not that it's on the wane, but not quite as on the rise as it once was.
No, as far as the terrorist activity.
Well, you don't have ISIS and the caliphate, mm-hmm. and you always have these elements, the Muslim Brotherhood, that mm-hmm. are making moves, and there's a lot. I mean, there's always bloodshed and war, right. and certain parts of the Middle East, but it doesn't feel as front and center.
Hamas didn't just decide to be the good guys and do a deal; they were forced to. They're going to be eliminated. And this is what has happened over and over again. They get starved out. They get attacked. They lose support. Hamas has just really been cut off. It's been cut off in the Middle East. I think that's the thing that stands out so much about what President Trump has done. He's a business leader. He negotiated something pretty amazing. And it's cut off a lot of support that Hamas has had. But make no mistake, this ideology, it is rampant. It's rampant. ISIS is in Congo. ADF, that's ISIS affiliate, and they're in Eastern DRC. And of course, there's the DRC Rwanda situation. And because the DRC is on a front with M23, which is basically Rwanda in drag, the ADF is just kind of running loose and killing and beheading Christians in church. And Nigeria is running rampant. In fact, let's say this: Christianity is the most persecuted people group in the world. Absolutely in the world. And it's largely, almost exclusively coming from this ideology. Of course, you have, communism. Yeah, China, the church is persecuted there. And it's for other reasons. You have the Uyghurs that are also being persecuted. So that's a different piece. But man, Christianity is really pressed heavily wherever this ideology is. You don't see Islamic nations making room for Christianity. They push Christians out, and it's at the sword, and it's taxation. Sharia law completely incompatible with first world, with Western civilization.
Joined by Travis Johnson here on the program from Pathway Church. Just kind of thinking about this watching foreign policy, and every president has had his, peace moment or, effort. Mm-hmm. And just foreign policy wise, sometimes, we had neoconservatism for a while. This country was sort of a prevailing sentiment. The Trump foreign policy, I think we got a clear view of it. And tell me mm-hmm. what you think. It's very surgical, right? Like he's fighting right. the hot spots. And it's not this like kind of one size fits all approach, it seems. Now, I'm not into the nuance of some of these peace deals he's announcing, and but the approach seems very different than anything we've seen in recent history.
He's doing business deals, so it's very America first. If it's in our best interest, we're getting involved. So you can go and find those win-wins. That's what business is. You're looking for the win-win. You're not looking for a win and a loss. You want ongoing business. So that's very much a centerpiece. And then you don't see President Trump, cramming down ideology on foreign nations. We don't have any of the LGBTQ agenda being pressed down on Africa. There's a lot of animosity in Africa towards the United States because of that. So you don't have that. President Trump didn't go in and denounce all of the Middle East. Right, he denounced the people who are purveying this violence. So he divided those groups out and then froze them. So, there's that. And he wasn't afraid to express dismay and disavow people. I mean, even if you look at how he shook hands with Macron yesterday or today, whenever that was, you can tell. I mean, he's kind of is making his place. And then you can see who he does give favored treatment to. And so really it's just very basic. It's very basic, and it's very predictable in the kind of results that it's getting. I think it makes room for people to get on board with him. President Trump is respected globally. You know, he's not sending pallets of cash to people, which is projecting weakness and funding this stuff, but he is rewarding friends, doing business with friends and people that want to play ball. And that turns out to be a real blessing to America.
Well, it's also this, and, Obama and Clinton and, you know, even Bush had the same desire for world peace or whatever. He's not waiting around for the quote-unquote global community. He's not, this isn't like we're not going to impanel a Blue Ribbon Commission, study the best approach, and then have a big photo op before we walk into the room. It's sort of like this. Okay, today we're going to do this, and you two are going to get in a room together, and we're going to figure this out. And then they come out, and it's announced. They're not waiting around to give the, whatever, the Italians and the Greeks and, all these different players around the world. Tell us what you think. He's just kind of acting.
Well, he's a startup CEO, general contractor, and everything's on the move. He's doing coordination. He can't slow this thing down. So when he steps into a room, an entire bureaucracy, and on both sides of the table, Republicans and Democrats, he steps into a room full of process people who are used to spending 5-10 years talking about something, never solving anything, which then becomes their excuse for existence. He's very disruptive, but he is proving that it's not bad to have a general contractor for a president, somebody that can put together a deal, can do a deal, move things quickly. So that's great. We still have the checks and balances of our government, of the Senate and the House of Representatives and our Supreme Court. I mean, that's all, those checks and balances are there. But man, it's great to have a little bit of speed and somebody can say yes and somebody that can say no. And I think that's one of the reasons why President Trump was made possible, because everybody is tired of being told what they want to hear and getting those people elected only to have, them do nothing about it, playing nice with the other side of the aisle when it runs directly against the will of the people that elected, a particular candidate. And so, yeah, it's been fantastic, actually, to watch President Trump. He's a great president. He's a great president. I heard one minister, a theologian, liken President Trump to Jehu in the Old Testament. And he really kind of pressed back on the elites. He reestablished worshiping God. He broke the altars to other gods. And the characteristic about Jehu is he made quick decisions and drove his chariot fast. Yeah, that's President Trump. He does that, and I'm appreciative for it.
And looking at this, and I was watching, a lot of the summit yesterday, and it's like, man, they're really going big and really rolling this out. What's different here, do you think, this time around than what we've seen in the past?
I think we're going to do business with people in the Middle East. I think everybody would be concerned about a hostage or not. Israel had hostages that they got back. And then Israel released prisoners that committed atrocity on October 7th. That's concerning. I don't know if you've seen this, but within hours, yesterday, it's confirmed, Hamas had people in the street lined up, shot, killed them as they came back into Gaza. And that was shooting and killing Palestinians. This is a horrible situation. Terrorists do what terrorists do. Islamic terrorism does exactly that. It's an ideology. That's going to be a challenging piece. I think getting that security force in that's made up of, many, Arab nations and, security forces that will be able to deal with that in a way that really helps that whole region. I think that would probably be a positive thing. That's concerning. That's a concerning piece of all of this. But what's different? I think that there has been a complete reshuffling of the deck concerning who our friends are and who our enemies are. And some of those traditional European countries, which have fallen to this ideology and have not fought back against it, they look like they're a little bit more on the perimeter right now. I think that's a good thing.
Last question. I guess the one missing thing from the resume here would be, do you anticipate Ukraine, Russia? I mean, is there much that this administration can do there?
Well, I mean, okay, so let's think about what President Trump did with Iran. So, he took a strike on Iran. He took a strike on Iran. We're not going to do that in Russia, Ukraine. I don't see that. But, you know, I could see maybe Ukraine having a little more flexibility, you know, if Russia's not going to come to the table, what they're going to do. And you know, that's just me kind of riffing off the top of my head. But that would kind of be the same pattern that's there. There's really no reason for this thing to go on, you know, any further. There's a lot of killing and a lot of attrition on both sides. But, yeah, I think there can be peace there. You know, Ukraine has a lot of corruption issues. There are a lot of people are not happy with either side on that. It's a really difficult thing to watch, but I feel like there's a solution there.
Cause if he gets that, then that's, I mean, that's probably Israel, assuming this sticks, will be the chart topper, but that's another big one that seems to have a lot of the American institutional left. Mm-hmm. That's their like priority is Ukraine, Russia.
Yeah. I mean, that's there, you know, feels like the double maskers driving in cars solo. They're always going to have the Ukraine flag on their, you know, Facebook icon. Sort of thing. That's there. There's some other ones too, you know, Congo, Rwanda, that's there. It's the next stop. Yeah. Maybe not the next stop, but it's very soon. It's very, very soon. And, you know, when you look at that, that actually it contributes more to global unrest than even Russia or Ukraine because of how much the world is dependent on the rare earth minerals coming out of Eastern DRC. So that'll be very welcome. There's more bloodshed going on there. It's unfortunate, you know, that's kind of gotten smothered under the news of Russia, Ukraine, and Israel, Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, the many people that Israel was facing. But Congo, you know, you're talking 8 to 9 million people that have been killed. It is a really terrible situation.
Right.
And that's on the verge. I think we're going to see peace there. I'm going to be very, very happy about that for sure. And I pray that God just gives President Trump wisdom. And, you know, it has been good to see some people that have been pretty opposed to President Trump.
They're coming around,
you know, giving him some props. Yeah. Giving him some props. I would like to see more, you know, I would like to see, some more, but it's a very positive moment.
Pastor, got to leave it there. We're out of time, but always appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great one.
All right. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.